Hey, happy day at my house when I have a barbecue. The steaks are rare, and even rarer are the vegetarians. Just saying, in Canada, October 21, 2019, that is the day of the federal election. Hallelujah, I think it's time to get rid of all of those bad guys. I hope they get rid of those bad guys. They're not just bad, they're dumb. And they're hurting Canada. They're globalists. They're just... I could go on and on, but you know what? Who are you going to vote for? I mean, the Conservative leader, he doesn't stand for anything. Conservative Party doesn't seem to stand for much. They kind of seem to be like a Liberal Party, but the name inspires hope. I'm hopeful, and then, of course, you have the People's Party of Canada. I'm really hopeful about them because they seem to be the only Conservative guy out there. Guys and then girls, and how do we get them in? How do we get somebody in? I'd even vote for a Shetland pony more than the Liberals that are in power. Liberals, you know what? They're bad, and they're wrecking the country. However, Prime Minister, I want to be Prime Minister Andrew Scheer. You see, I jumped ahead there. Maybe that would be okay, but he needs to stand for something. But here's what he's saying. These are some of the crazy things that he's saying. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the GST off home heating costs. I'm going to scrap the Trudeau carbon tax. I'm going to make maternity benefits tax-free. I'm going to have people work from home, and I'm going to support that and come up with government funding and so on. Then he goes on to say, hey, I'm just a kid who grew up in a townhouse in a family that didn't own a car. My mother lived with her 8 siblings in a 2-bedroom house within a dirt road, and today I'm running to be Prime Minister. That's the kind of opportunity Canada offered me. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. He's worked for the government all of his life. I don't think he's ever had a real job. And I'm from Vermilion, Alberta. I mean, don't talk to me about dirt roads. I mean, if you ever had a windshield without a crack in it, the car was still sitting at the dealership, right? I mean, what in blah, blah, blah. He says, I have a plan for you. To get ahead, I want to lower your taxes and I will put more money in your pocket. How can you put more money in my pocket when you're taking away all the taxes that I'm paying? It doesn't compute. That's what I'm stuttering because I don't get it. These guys always do the same thing. Hey, vote for me. I'm going to give you free stuff and I'm going to reduce your taxes and I'm going to pay the debt down. It doesn't make sense. The taxes are supposedly there because they're needed. The money's needed for something. So if you're going to take the taxes away, you have to get rid of something that the taxes were used for. You have to lay people off. You have to sell assets, sell the CBC. You have to do something to get money back into the system. Otherwise, you're saying stupid things like a virgin hooker. It doesn't compute. One side doesn't equal the other side. In Canada, the Liberal government recently put this into place. It's called the Canadian Experiences Fund. And they provided upwards to $60 million to support communities across Canada to enhance tourism and experiences. That's it. I have to repeat that. To enhance tourism and experiences. But then you get further down on the page. The money is to be used to promote inclusiveness, especially for the LGBTQ2 community, by supporting projects such as attractions, special events, and festivals, as well as market readiness. What does that mean? Market readiness for homosexuals. Really? Are we going to the supermarket or something? But that's what the Liberal government has put in place. Hey, Scheer, stand for something. Why don't you point this out and say, we're going to get rid of that 58.5, close to $60 million. We're going to get rid of that. Because of that, we can do some of the other things that I said I'll do with your GST and so on. But he never tells us that story. From the National Post, can this even be true? Stuart Thompson was the author of it. He says, for August alone, that's in 2019, the Liberal government's tally stands at 4,545 spending announcements worth about $12.8 billion. Is that even doable? How do you give 4,500 spending announcement for almost $13 billion in 1 month? Oh, I guess you want to get elected again, but nobody can even keep track of that kind of stuff. 93% of all Canadians living in British Columbia say, we want to get rid of daylight saving time. Overall, it's said to be higher than that with regards to the federal support to get rid of it. And governments don't get rid of it. Do you think they'll ever listen to their people? I don't know. I mean, daylight saving time is stupid. I mean, that's like taking a blanket and you take scissors and cut some cloth off in the bottom and then you sew it onto the top. Guess what, dumbhead? You still have the blanket, right? The same size and everything else. Listen to your people. Lots of chatter about the leadership debates in Canada. Max isn't invited, and the Prime Minister says he may miss some. And then, of course, you have Mr. Scheer, who says, I want to go. I think maybe you should miss some, too, because, you know, right now, in the, according to the polls, at least, you're about equal. I mean, you go to a debate, and I don't think you'll be equal anymore, and I don't think it'll be up on the upside. I'm so old. I'm old. Look at me. My memory bank, it's overdrawn, right? I mean, I remember in time in Canada when right was wrong and right was wrong, right was right, and left is wrong, blah, blah, blah. See, it's that age thing happening again. And the country's changed. I mean, the only way to bring it back is to have good politicians, honest, sincere politicians who are supportive of the Canadian system that we used to have, the values. That can happen at the end of October, but not if you vote for the wrong person. So show up. See ya.